Walk This Way on it, Sweet Emotion, and it had a little song on it called Big 10-inch Record. Where did that come from? Let's find out from Steven Tyler.
Zunk Rock, who's got an incredible station up in New Hampshire. He's a disc jockey. He used to hang out in L.A., and he knew Dr. Demento. I was on the road, and he would send me cassettes of weird stuff that was going on in L.A. And it was on there. Bull Moose Jackson. Big 10-inch record of a band that plays the blues.
Bull Moose Jackson. Okay. The Who. Are they working on an album? We keep hearing Pete Townsend's working on some stuff. Roger Daltrey will let us know all about it.
We did have a conversation about something, and I won't talk about it because it might never happen. But it sounded very promising, if any, and the only person that could do it would be Pete. And if he writes it, let's see where we are. But I mean, I don't know what the point of a new Who album would be. But equally, with what we talked about, that would have a purpose. But I can't talk about it at the moment. The last Who album cost me money to make, and I can't go on paying to make music. That's a fool's game, you know. What's happened to the music business is one of the biggest robberies in history. It really is.
And how come The Who doesn't do any John Entwistle songs in concert? Roger Daltrey.
I don't think he was a great craftsman. We used to put them on there to try and keep the tax man away from him, to give him some publishing money. I know a lot of fans like them. I think Trick of the Light kind of had its humour, and Voice of Spider indeed, but the others I don't like.
Wow. Kind of nasty. Boris the Spider was huge. It was great.